For this Friday, December 6th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. A Mount Vernon man has been found guilty of attempting to violate a court order of no contact with a child sexual abuse victim. That's according to the Posey County Prosecutor's Office, who says 55-year-old Jorge Cesar Gonzalez received a verdict in court yesterday. He is charged with attempted invasion of privacy, which is a Class A misdemeanor. Officials say Gonzalez, who is accused of child molesting, was ordered to have no contact with the victim. In June, authorities say Gonzalez violated the order and wrote a letter to the victim and had his wife deliver it to the child's therapist. Gonzalez faces up to 1 year in jail for the offense. Christmas in New Harmony starts tonight and runs through Sunday. This evening at 5:30, there will be a tree lighting at the New Harmony Inn to begin the weekend of events. You can check out the full list of events planned for the weekend on Visit New Harmony's Facebook page. Coming up tomorrow at United Fidelity Bank in Mount Vernon, there is a Pictures with Santa event. It will take place from 9 a.m. until 12 noon. There will be free pictures, crafts, and refreshments. Children must be accompanied by a parent or guardian. The Posey County Sheriff's Office has announced some exciting news for St. Wendell and St. Philip schools. They have teamed up in efforts to provide a safer environment for children and staff. The two schools have worked diligently together to secure grant funding for a school resource officer to provide a service for the two schools. The Sheriff's Office says they're now in search of that school resource officer. It is a full-time position that pays $60,000 with no benefits. You may apply by downloading the free app, Posey County Sheriff's Office from the App Store. Once downloaded, you can choose the Join Our Team tab, then choose Deputy Sheriff as the position desired, then complete the application. Applications will be reviewed and processed by both schools and the sheriff. Last night, the University of Southern Indiana hosted their annual Lighting a Tradition holiday celebration. The event lasted from 5:30 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. Attendees enjoyed carol singing, crafts, games, inflatables, a tree lighting, and much more. Organizers say there was a donation drive from Archie's Closet for cleaning products and toiletries. Coming up this evening in local high school sports, it is the Battle of Posey County as Mount Vernon boys basketball welcomes North Posey. The JV game is slated for 6 o'clock and the varsity game will follow at 7:30. You can hear tonight's game on the radio on 106.7 WMVI, 98.9 WPIW, and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. The Wildcats are 2-0 and the Vikings are 2-2. Last night in men's college basketball, the 8th-ranked Purdue Boilermakers got tripped up on the road at Penn State 81-70. The Boilermakers slipped to 7-2 on the season and will play again on Sunday at home against Maryland. Coming up tonight in men's college basketball, the Indiana Hoosiers play host to Miami, Ohio at 6 o'clock. IU is looking for a third straight victory as they are 6-2 on the year. 19th-ranked Illinois heads to Northwestern for an 8 o'clock tip-off. The Fighting Illini have a record of 6-1. In the NBA this evening, the Indiana Pacers will try to end a 3-game losing streak as they play in Chicago against the Bulls. The ball goes up at 7 o'clock. The Pacers are 9-14 overall. And finishing up from the NFL on Thursday Night Football last night, the Detroit Lions squeaked by the Green Bay Packers in Detroit 34-31. The Lions kicked a game-winning 35-yard field goal as time expired. Detroit improves to 12-1, and Green Bay slides to 9-4. That wraps up your news and sports for this Friday, December 6th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Enjoy your Friday and have a great weekend. Your weather forecast is next.